This is a special edition of The Wizard of iPhone Speak, Series 1, Number 17, 09154 Identification. The podcast doctor is in. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, professional IT for everyone, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. What's so special about HostRed commercials?
Mouse Calls announces its largest product launch in 22 years. 24/7/365 live support for all VIPs and managed clients. You already know that at Mouse Calls, we have worked for over 22 years to provide our clients with an exceptional service experience. We love you, our clients. This is part of the why we have an NPS score of 92, which is considered best in its class among technology solution providers. It's my absolute pleasure to announce that to you that by September 1st, we will be providing all VIPs and managed clients with 24/7/365 live support. That's right, a live human answering your calls and a direct-to-tech service no matter what time of day or night. Our exclusive VIP email support is help247@mousecallsonline. And our phone number is the same as always, 844-541-6964, as well as 615-662-0235. This email is exclusive to our clients on VIP plans. Please don't give it out to friends or family. If you use support@mousecallsonline address, your request will get bundled with non-VIPs and you won't get the fast, full-service equipment.
Answer: on terrestrial radio, they cost you more. Ask Kim Commando. A token of my appreciation is winging its way toward Pod News of the UK, an online podcast development service. A podcast critic from the UK dinged a podcast host for doing it badly. Of course, he's entitled to his opinion. If you are lucky enough to have a sponsor, be sure to treat them well. The only thing poor performance can cost you is listeners, and they are everything. Yes, it helps to separate commercial content from editorial, but that's a function of stingers, those little broadcast squiggles so beloved of our real radio cousins. I'm reminded of a comment by Mark Twain, and here I quote, "Never pick a fight with anyone who buys ink by the barrel." End of quote. I've changed it too, and here I quote, "Don't pick a fight with anyone who only goes by initials, and that includes IRS, BMI, and ASCAP." End of quote. FYI, IRS, Internal Revenue Service, the index guys for the benefit of listeners in the UK, BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated, ASCAP, American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. You don't want to get that dreaded message, in error quote, "Show us your copyright." End of quote. Fortunately for this podcast, my Apple is populated with stingers and jingles. Apple's royalty-free music. This podcast critic reminds me of those words of George Bernard Shaw. England and America are one people, separated by a common language. End of quote.
This is Lily Hudson from lilyhudson.com with your healthy eating tip of the week. When you catch yourself eating too fast, take a deep breath and slow down. Remember, I told you a long time ago about putting your fork down before you chew. That will help you slow down. If you've forgotten that tip, try it now. Put your fork down before you chew and enjoy your food. Find out more at slenderstrongandfit.com. Call me now at 615-319-5603. 615-319-5603. slenderstrongandfit.com.
This podcast continues with an excerpt from my next novella, The Trial of Bridget O'Shaughnessy. At the conclusion of The Maltese Falcon, Sam Spade, Bridget O'Shaughnessy, Tom Polhouse, and Lieutenant Dundee leave for police headquarters. Spade is carrying the Falcon. "What's that?" Tom asks. "The stuff dreams are made of," is Spade's reply. Readers accept Spade's description of the murder of Miles Archer. Things in real life are hardly so simple. Unless she confesses, there's very little evidence of a crime. And here I quote, "Somebody must have seen it. We just got here." End of quote. Sergeant Polhouse to Sam Spade. The Webley self-loading revolver has been discarded at the scene. We don't know if Bridget O'Shaughnessy's prints are on the gun. It's possible to use a paraffin test to determine if she's fired a weapon. While Lieutenant Dundee is a no-nonsense kind of cop, and here I quote again, "Perhaps we put the questions to him roughly. You know how that is, Lieutenant." End of quote. Sam Spade to Lieutenant Dundee. A normal police procedure at the time is a lone interrogation under a bright light. Miranda is in the future. Luke, the house dick of the Belvedere, spots Miles Archer in the lobby and watches him shadow Miss Wonderly and Floyd Thursby as they leave the hotel. Bryant, the DA, will have to impanel a grand jury to indict Bridget. Spade may be called to testify. Wilmer has bipped Casper Gutman in the lobby of the Alexandria Hotel. An indictment is not required, but will leave two murders, and here I quote, unsolved, end of quote, Floyd Thursby and Captain Jacoby. All of the violence in the Maltese Falcon takes place out of the view of the reader, like a Greek tragedy. You may order a copy of The China Clipper Mystery, copyright 2021, or Spade and Archer, a prequel, copyright 2018. The manuscript of each is now complete, and you may have a printed PDF copy for $12.95, not including priority mailing of $8.95, plus $5 shipping and handling. These proof copies contain a further special offer. Or you may order a copy of the ebook for $7.95. These copies may include illustrations. For a minimum of 3 subscribers, you may listen to The China Clipper Mystery or Spade and Archer the Prequel, read by the author, for $15.95 each subscriber, produced on a thumb drive or 9 discs, plus priority mailing of $8.95 and $5 shipping and handling. Text your request to 615-491-1099 or by email to sidesoj@aol.com. Include contact information and I will send you a PayPal invoice. You don't need the PayPal account. I have the PayPal account.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic.
This has been a special edition of Wizard of iPhone Speaks, Special Series 1, Number 17, for identification.